there's not a museum, but you can visit his old house. It's like outside of the city.
Did you guys do it?
Nah,
I feel you. It's probably like on the other side of like where you guys are hiking.
Yeah, we would need to like travel to it.
Yeah, but, that's usually how excursions
go. Yeah, cool to just be there. Definitely like a lot of people who work in finance and live in Europe just come here.
Europe, especially, I think. I don't know. I just remember from fucking Dumb and Dumber. Is really.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, things are good. What's going on with you?
Code in the way. Well,
yeah.
I'm not writing code. But yeah. Yeah.
How's that coming?
Good. Dude, like it's yeah, I realize like I'm telling you like week by week at Prosit. It's literally those things though how like wait, could you like step to like another side of that construction or does it have to be like right there where that guy is? Yeah, alright. So it's almost like you learn 80% of it in the first like 6 months. And then it's really that 20, bottom 10% of that nuance of, like, the actual, like, the real comprehension of the life. Like, think of it when you were in Italian, how you learn such a vast amount in grades, like, 6 through 8, but you don't actually get into, like, real language until, like, high school.
Right.
So, it's literally, like, if I, like, took, like, a year of, like, 6th grade of Italian, that's almost, like, the first year, and now I'm into, like, 9th grade, like, Italian learning is, like, how. And it's kind of cool, like, seeing it, because you comprehend it in different ways when you start to, like, dream in, like, the language, or not like that, but, like, you totally see, like, applicability in so many different avenues. So I'm getting a lot more acclimated to the sights and the valleys of this particular topology. That's really what it is.
That's good. Do you find you're hitting a wall, or do you think you're still learning?
No. If it wasn't going good, I would definitely have had so many opportunities to hit a wall, but I'm still Googling away when, like, even terms, like, I've heard so many times that, oh, now I totally see, like, that. Like, you just get so much more. That's how you know the right thing is happening, that kind of those dead ends, now they're actually starting to open up. And it's really, like, learning, like, the second year of, like, an advanced language. I only learned, like, a year and a half of, or, you know, it was only a year. I learned a year of Mandarin, and I still only remember, obviously, a few. Like, so I didn't like to compare code to language, but, I mean, it's not a language, really. You're doing math problems on a, you know, command function center. It's, like, it's as simple as you could think, but it could be built up as complex as you could imagine. So, it's a hard language, I guess it's comparable to Russian. I don't know. It's so hard. Like, you don't want to compare In the Heights to Hamilton, but that sounds like bullshit. But I only took Mandarin for a year, but I imagine if I took Mandarin a second year, which I had no interest at the time, but I'd be a hell of a lot better in the second year, and that's really how I feel with the code. Like, so I learned 80% the first year, but that 20% for actually speaking it, like, now digging into the weeds of the 20%, every day, like, I'm actually able to experience, like, if you went to a country that you study the language for however many, you studied it for, like, 4 years, then you go to the country, you can experience it. And I don't know how well our high school education taught people Italian, how much value any of them actually got in the language. I mean, the culture is awesome there, but, like, to think about problems and to address, you know, the task in it, whatever module I'm in or whatever, you just, there's so many more dots and connectors in your brain, you know, just more wires turned on when you've just been doing it for a year. So, yeah, I'm getting more literate and competent.
Right, but, you know, just like a language, how you can only learn so much in class.
Yeah.
You don't learn it until you
totally
live in that country and immerse yourself.
When I have a job, yeah, that's when it's going
to
be
the
thing.
Same
yeah
thing here, that extra 20%, the
yeah
fluency.
No one that works that is up and running has less. To say you have a year or something, first of all, when I spoke to When I talked to Ari, he really made it seem like they took a big chance on him, and he's so grateful to them that they trained him for the first 8 months. Because to be someone who comes out of a coding academy or whatever, I mean, you're totally useless, but that would be anyone who didn't do a coding academy. Like, that's essentially what it is. Just a that's a few months of it, you know? You got so inundated, there's so much to learn. I'm talking about, like, if you're not paying attention to the algorithms or, like, the framework, you're just going to not know anything about hardware or things like that. There's just everything about related to it that, barring anyone takes an unforeseen chance, like, the average person has been doing code for many years, like, privately as a hobbyist, and then they studied it in college a lot of the time. And those are the people that get the high-level jobs. I don't know what type of job will end up hiring me, but every month I have doing it, it's going really well. So I'm happy I haven't hit, like, a brick wall that would say I need to stop. Everything's been going fine, I would say, really.
Good. Then we'll find a job this fall.
Yeah.
start thinking about which types of companies you want to apply to, and you can start making, like, a tracker in Excel.
That's the issue, like, also, because I could apply to so many companies, and, like, the ones I want to apply to, like, where the, like, I would love to apply to a gaming company or something, you know?
Right. Yeah.
That would be sick. But realistically, I'm going to look in, you know, finance and healthcare fields, because I would rather do a thing that's working on, like, electric cars or, like, even, like, technology, like, tools or something that could be used for, like, you know, high level things, even spacecrafts, like, though, like, engineering like that I would like, but I'm more likely to get probably, you know, a more commercial type thing than some, so that there's so many things to apply. It really seems like it's going to be what's available in the market. I mean, that's what they say anyway, what languages and what things. I'm sure it will be, if it's not directly, like, marketing related, like, I mean, I'm looking for back end though, not front end. So that tends to be more like software engineering type roles. And it probably won't be marketing, but, like, a lot of the marketing places, those are the ones that do hire in New York and, like, things like that. But I'm sure I won't be able to get a fully front end at first. Fully back end at first, which is the harder thing. So I may get hired. I mean, I'll probably get hired for full stack jobs where you have to do front, some back end. But, you know, it ends up being a lot of the code equivalent of Photoshop at the end of the day. But hopefully not, like. I'd like to aspire big, but a gaming company is, like, would be insane. There's a lot of different places to apply.
Just like being at a bank was my ultimate goal. I had to stop somewhere along the way first and pitch for a few years.
Yeah.
And get some skills. So it might be the same thing.
I'm studying algorithms and back, which would suit me most for a place like Google, but I can't really get a Google even interview without a college degree in coding. So, like, that's the issue.
Yeah.
Like, I would love, you know, something. That's the track I'm going through, back-end algorithm development.
Well, what you can do in the meantime, as we start to think of a list of places, I want you to write out all your skills and things that you'll be able to contribute to companies so that we can help frame resume, frame cover letters and stuff
like
that.
I think very creatively, so I think, like, for issues relating to, you know, instant solutions that you need people, like, all hands on deck efforts, I actually tend to be pretty good at in corporate settings.
Okay, well then write down a list and use examples, and this will help me a lot as I try to help you.
Yeah. I actually did make, like, little lists in my phone along the way, so it'll be easier than I thought.
Dig through your pages and pages of notes.
I wouldn't even find, like, the specific thing because, and that sounds like it sounds like I didn't write it, but there are places I wrote, like, paragraphs of it, but it's not like it was in the font, like.
Not paragraphs, Alex. Bullets. remember.
Yeah, I know that, clearly.
You need to be concise when presenting yourself.
That much I've gained, at least, or even if I don't use it in talking or eating. But, I concise like the Suicide Squad. Pure punch for pack.
A nice lean 2 hours and 12 minutes.
I mean, it was the most effective use of time. No fat at all. None. Yeah, Cody, it's cool. But, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm really excited to get to, because just professionally, that's really what it is, dude. Like, I'm not going to learn code by tomorrow, but I could respect it. And I didn't really have that for accounting, to be honest, that I didn't love it so much that, you know, I wanted to, like, live my entire life, full identity, I'm an accountant, like, even when I'm not working, you know, mentally and stuff, which you have to, like, live that role. And that even got me into issues, like, being, like, immoral or some stuff online, and that goes against the accountant ethics right there. But, like, with software, I actually do think I tend to think of more of a non-linear type, you know, abstract, trying to extrapolate nuance even when there's none at all to be had. But bizarrely investigative on a whim that may literally be a complete waste of time and lead nowhere, but that's literally how Musk creates. That's why Musk's rockets blow up, because he does take chances. So there is a give and pull when you're dealing with trial and error, obviously. That's all. That's a lot of it.
Right.
So I need to put that into a nice corporate way, but
yeah, you'll figure that out.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're really good at that stuff, obviously. Like, you majored in human, you minored in HR, really, at your old school, so. I think.
Yeah, but that's something a little different. It's more like the soft skills, the people skills that are important.
Right? Yeah, but job interviews are actually so boilerplate. Job interviews aren't, you know, if it was for, like, an accounting client winning role, it would be very soft skills. But software interviews, it's literally just what you're saying, answering the questions bullet for bullet. And I saw some free materials online that there are, it was a 3-hour YouTube video I watched, and it gave the top 15 questions, and it gave the how a software person would answer it, and it's exactly like what you would think, the most boilerplate line, but that's literally kind of how you have to answer those questions with your own story. Like, there's room to put in your experience, but it literally has to be boilerplate. Like, as you know, obviously, I did this and X, therefore I gained this practical experience, and then this, you know, kind of this nuanced concept, and also the soft skill.
Yeah, there's a template for
it. Yeah, no, but, like, it was so boilerplate and routine. It was like, oh, this is the easiest thing in the world to generate. I didn't do that, but filling the out, I'll find those 15 things in whatever amount.
It's not as easy in practice. It's a really hard skill to learn.
Yeah, no, but for coding, it seems, I don't know. I just feel like for any other job, it's like almost like even accounting, especially since you have to deal with clients, which makes it more of a sort of type sales job in the soft skill way. But for software, it's the most accounting part where it has to be by the books, just 0 or 1, like what you did kind of thing. Like, you're obviously not telling like camp counselor stories. I wouldn't anyway, but like that type of vibe about how like you helped like a room of like crying children, or that equivalent of what a corporate person would say for their office job. Like, that almost does. Well, I mean, that's a factor, but it's literally just more like boss had to get this software. I learned, it really has to be like, I learned 5 new algorithms in order to test it. And I learned that you have to move quickly in the beginning, that you'll lose assets on the back end that cannot be made up, or, you know, stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not doing a good job, but.
That all takes practice. Presenting it does. Takes practice.
Yeah. It has. Yeah.
Well, good. I've got to go. I've got to finish up some work stuff. But yeah, it was good catching up, man.
Did we catch up much? But yeah.
Yeah. Well, what else? What else is going on?
Did you only go fishing one day?
Yeah, it was a whole excursion. We went out on a boat with the guys.
That was awesome. So it's just like the type of thing you do one day for, throw them back. No, I mean,
yeah.
They look delicious. It would have been cool if you got to chase the fish.
I know. It was more of just a sport than anything.
Did you guys have fish, like, either way? Like, did you order fish somewhere? Or...
We went to sushi one night.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
How's the sushi over there?
Well, the chef was Chef Nobu from New York.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, no, I was thinking, because, like, it's completely landlocked, so the freshness of fish is
they claim they shipped it in from Japan, but I don't know if I believe
shipped
that.
In from Japan this afternoon, always. But the chef from Nobu.
Yeah.
Did you know Nobu was De Niro?
Really?
Yeah, like the Tribeca shit. I found out from the Brendan Schwab thing of all places, but the Nobu thing is De Niro. Yeah. He founded Nobu, or like he was the investor. Yeah.
He
was the angel investor in Nobu. Yeah, I didn't know it either. I didn't.
He really has his hands full of New York dining.
He really does. Fun fact, Brendan Schwab may be the, you'll probably hate to hear this, but the real life Keanu Reeves or whatever. No, this past weekend, Brendan Schwab was with his baby mama's, not wifey really, just baby mama on, yeah, De Niro's the founder, but he was with baby mama. I know you have work and can't even.
I have no idea who you're talking about. I don't know who Brendan Schwab is.
He's just a UFC fighter, now podcaster. So he was, yeah, and he has the podcast with Callan, but, so he was driving on LA Express, and a little baby is coming from car pile up, truck hit by a car, and there's this baby waving his arms, like, come help me, and he's not going to help, he's going to dinner with his wife. He decides, I can't not, like, something about the kid's eyes. He runs and helps, and he has, like, two kids. And he's being doused in gasoline, like the whole thing could blow up any second, literally covered in gas. And he's like mad at himself afterwards that he even did it. But he rips apart the car window. And then he's like, I'm not fucking Captain America. I didn't punch through it. It was already kind of broken. But he rips through all this mangled thing. It's three kids and they're all bleeding and shit. And then he sees a Mexican dude running in the distance. The dude looks back at him. Dude's in a wife beater. He looks fucked up. The dude looks at him, and then he keeps on running. This is going to put you in your seat, but sorry to say this on a work day. The mom is in the driver's seat, in the passenger seat, brain splattered. The mom is dead. It's like a fucking Tarantino. Schwab says to the kid, there's a kid watching his mom. Schwab takes the kid's face, takes him away from the mom, that... Look away. You need to look here with me right now. Do not look over there. You cannot. Like, the kid's already scarred. Schwab is literally having nightmares since. And he's like, you cannot look there. Look at me. Do not look over there. Do not look anywhere but my eyes right now, my face. And, like, he's covered in gasoline. They could all blow up any second. Three kids. The person running away was the dad. The dad woke up this morning. He said, I don't want to live. I want to kill myself. Decided to drive into an 18-wheeler and kill his whole family.
Jesus Christ.
And Schwab literally, like, saved these kids' lives, ripping them out of the thing, like, before, like, help could arrive. And before he something in the kid's eyes waving him in. He wasn't going to do it. But he said to the kid, he's trying to contact the aunt or whatever, but I think he said to the kid, like, if it wasn't for that kid's fucking face looking at me, I would have not had pulled over and had done any of this. And the mom dead, it's just the three kids. And I guess they're with their aunt, they have someone, but it's like, that story put me in my place yesterday. And Schwab, like, yeah, it is. No, but he's this jerk off who, like, makes sarcastic assholes and thinks, like, people are lazy and, like, don't work hard enough or something. Like, typical, like, libertarian asswipe, but he's a hero. He saved those kids. Just that.
He really is. Wow.
Yeah. So that.
That's crazy.
No, it's just the little things you could pick up on, like, beauty in life, horrible sickness, and deep pain, but there are some catchers off the rye.
Yeah,
the silver linings in the playbook.
I guess so.
Well, clearly. But.
Wow, that's a lot to say.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
So sit with it in Huntertown. It was a crazy story I heard. And then the cops that came, they said, like, to Brendan, like, this isn't really, like, they said, this is, like, bad, but we see shit 10 times as bad as this. The cops said that.
Jesus.
Yeah. They see shit 10 times as bad, so. And then Callan had what Brendan calls creepy crawlers. Callan had someone pull, like, a Manson family. They broke into his house when he posts whenever he's away, all the shit he's doing, that he was away for the week, and people legit rearranged Callan's stuff and, like, stacked his, like, girlfriend's bag and shit, and, like, undid, like, laundry and bras, and, like, made, like, Blair Witch type designs in his place. And Brendan's like, "You got creepy crawlers." So that was their weekend. But I'll cut back on the trash podcast. It's
intense.
Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you for leaving me with that.
Yeah.
And, gotta finish up some work. We're going to a concert tonight.
Oh, sick. Who are you seeing?
Somebody's a DJ. He's actually one of Sajib's supporters.
Oh, Sajib gonna be there?
Yeah, but, Sajib will be in New York in a few weeks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Alright. Have fun at the concert. You guys like tripping balls, or you're just like...
No, we're just
Alright. That's fun. Anyway, I'll leave you back to your work, but, yeah. Have fun in Aspen.
Thanks a lot, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
Alright.
I'll be back in New York after my hike.
Fun. Alright, that... Enjoy the fishies, and hopefully no one sleeps with them. Alright, bye. See ya. Wow, you're so lame. Hi. Oh, sorry, I would have put I don't know. Well, those were from the week before. Well, yeah, so I'm seeing you this weekend. So, it's like a bag, and then the big one doesn't even have to go in the bag. Thank you. I'll get rid of them. What?
Yeah, what else is there?
The code's going really well. I saw the Alex Gibney opioid doc last night. It's actually 2 parts, but it's very good. It's sad, but good.
Mm.
Nani doesn't sound so good, but I'm happy to see her this weekend.
I just moved to her. She sounded okay. She went
Oh, I thought you were at the doctor with her.
No, she was with Jack. I asked him to take her because I'm working.
Yeah, she was talking.
PT, so he couldn't be there.
Oh, my God. Does Joe usually take her to the doctor?
Sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's helpful. I feel bad for all the times I was mean to him. But we live and we learn.
That's it.
It was such a nice time I had with you guys on Friday, so I'm happy. Like, I felt like Nani was in better... She was like, "I got the steak!" I feel like she was in better spirits that day. I mean, Gloria didn't think she was in good spirits, but relatively, I thought that time she was in better spirits than I've seen her in 2.5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
And that was it's such a good restaurant. That family sitting next to us was so guido. I can't believe Joe talks so loud about the black people with that family right behind us, too. I miss Sasha. Pictures of her that you sent me, they pop up on my phone randomly.
Yeah.
But not enough to walk a random dog, but I miss sister. I miss you. I mean, sorry that.
I can't understand that. That's just, that's a problem you have.
Yeah.
You probably haven't even talked to the other kids. Anyway, listen,
what?
Somebody's waiting for me. I have to go have an interview.
Yeah. I have problems.
I can't really talk during the day.
Yeah.
Ghost. Yeah.
Wow, I was just thinking.
Yeah, and I got her a present. I got her the same thing Brooke got me, and I got her pictures.
For her dog dying, you got her a gift?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I may see, but she may cancel. It's supposed to be a hurricane.
At Mims?
Something like that, yeah.
All right,
listen, I have to
go.
I'll talk to you later,
right? Bye. Love you. That was nice. Sure.
The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
I'll call her later.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
I'm just a little upset about...
Because two more came? What?
What?
Is it because two more came?
Yeah, well, there's like 20 boxes already. And this is crazy. It's not even a week that you're gone. With those others, it's one, and one box is open, and then I have that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
I need to know, because if it's
11, 12,
less than 20.
16, there's almost 20.
Wait, if it's less than 20, that might be a problem. There might be a few missing.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 17.
Ooh. And two came today?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, and I honestly think I'm... Yeah.
Look, I don't want to hear about your crazy problems with this. You know what I think about it? You have a sick problem, and you're hinging it on me. And my home. And it's like, you need help with this. This is not normal to do this. It's not normal to keep buying things. It's like you have a problem.
Yeah.
Just like you have an eating disorder. When are you going to get help for the eating disorder?
What?
You obviously have an eating disorder. I mean, I don't know when you're going to realize that, but you have, you know, you're now then.
What?
You know, Alex, you're gonna act like this. I can't talk to you, really. I just can't talk to you if you act like this.
What?
You're not facing up to certain issues that you have at all.
Yeah.
At all. You're just like putting it under the rug, and it's manifesting itself in other ways.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the boxes are an annoyance. That's the result.
Well, the boxes are stopping, though.
That's the problem. Why are you doing it? There's something wrong. Something wrong that you would do this.
You don't say.
There's something wrong in your brain.
Hmm.
A person doesn't do things like this.
Hmm. Really?
Constantly order things. It's OCD being it to the max. and also based on the size of where you live. It doesn't make sense. What would I do if I brought like 1,000 pocketbooks? It would be the same problem. Someone would see it and think that I'm a very sick person. It's the same thing.
I think I'm missing two boxes, but
Alright, are you coming in to see Nani on Saturday? Are you coming in on Saturday or not? Hello?
Yeah, is there...
Are you coming in on Saturday to see Nani?
Are you sure there's only 17? If there was 19, I would feel a lot better. Can you just count, like... Did one fall off a ledge? You just... Please count.
I don't want to touch them.
I know. Just please see if there's 19.
18
came. Yeah, realistically, it may have been 19 or 20, but if literally just one... Let me count one more time. 1, 2, three. It is sick. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Are you coming on Saturday or not?
Yeah, no, I just found that I lost, I think, I may have,
Are you coming, alright, call me back.
Oh my god. Did I lose it? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, Why? Item has been... Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. What am I missing?
If you have a mailbox on this system and would
Hi. I'm such a messed up.
Why? What happened now?
Were you counting the insanely large box in that estimate of 18?
Yes.
And there wasn't anything super small that like...
There's little envelope ones.
Yeah, did you count those?
Yeah.
The estimate should really be 1 person, I think, lied, so it should really be 19, but it would be 19 or 20. Wait, what about beyond, on like the side? And nothing got kicked over in the side?
No, I don't see anything.
Alright. Behind?
mailbox on this system.
So many scam birds. Are you saying there's 19? Oh my God, the guy isn't lying. She says the extra two, they are here.
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call again later.
You're saying there's 20 packages?
Yes.
Oh my God. Like, when you would give me the numbers to add up, simple bookkeeping, and I would fuck that up, and you would get so upset that my judgment is so distraught. Now I'm as if Nani just...
Well, we're in a different place. They just came in.
I know.
Excuse me.
Me trembling like Nani in the middle of the night. Her thinking an invisible enemy is going to come to kill her.
Excuse me, they just came.
No, I'm saying that's how I've kind
of. You know what? I just made a mess. I'll touch you later.
I was gonna say I still have PTSD from the catalog guy who fucked me over, and I have nightmares of it. Oh my God. I lose any sense of coherence and bonding, meaning in the maddeningness of sexy twape, till we do this. All she Dwayne wants is bonding and sanctity. Saint vanity entwined truth, the open tweet. She can't even bear to hear me
Hello.
Anymore.
This is
My mom's not angry. Very strange. Active bomb threat. No. Bombastic, dear. There's a brand bombard, and it's about bad. There's a psycho capital bomber today. Someone with a bomb in the van. Bomb driver. At Capitol. Cap. Washington.
Really?
And I don't know if anyone got hit. What? What?
I guess because it's still with Afghanistan.
Yeah, maybe. That might have something to do with it. Who knows, though? It could totally be a MAGA person, but who really knows? And long story short, there's so many grimy weirdos I've come into contact with, and I feel so horrible, stupid myself with this. And I keep getting entrenched. I'm not kidding, having nightmares and PTSD of the Cadillac thing. Thinking what, because some of these people have literally scammed me. And I get the money back in the end if they don't send it. But so, like, people act shady. And one guy demanded I call him, and then he evidently did end up sending it. But like, he said he has kids and things. It sounded like he played a recording of like a kid on YouTube to make it seem some like Native American Coen Brothers sounding character guy, some Native American nerd. The weirdest people, as you can imagine. I want to be through with it. I want to be done too. I literally have nightmares of the Cadillac thing. Just it's the same types of people sometimes.
Well, I mean, why are you dealing with people like that then?
It's literally just a score trying in and out, and it snowballs and spitfires.
What are you trying to score, a stupid toy?
Well, it's from a lot of it is figures and just stories of my childhood. Yeah. That's really what
all
it
right.
is.
Okay. This is another conversation. I'll
okay.
talk to you later. I have the hearing aid appointment with Nani in 2 hours.
Oh, I thought that was yesterday, the
no,
other
today, and I'm working, so I'm a little busy right now, okay? I can't really talk right now. I'll have to talk to you, like, later on, okay?
Okay.
All right, I love you.
Wait.
Bye. Bye.
Should I call Nani? Wait, I wanted to come, I said.
That's Saturday.
I know.
Birthday's Saturday.
I know that. So I want to come. I really want to be there for Nani. And it's funny, though, that you drive me into Brooklyn, but you're not like, let's just eat in Brooklyn. Then you have to Uber somewhere else before we... But,
I don't really want to eat in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll Uber then.
And I don't think it's best for her, really, you know?
You think?
I want to find, like, a nice setting for her. Last year we took her... to Louis, it was nice by the waters.
All right, yeah, there's no place really like that by here, so.
Well, that place that Harrison took us, but, like, we have places like that here.
Oh, the French?
That
place was so good, but I feel like they're not all like that in Brooklyn, the places I've been to. And a lot, and it's very limited seating, actually, around here, so I do know what you mean.
Well, you said you're going to go to Nani's house, right?
Now I have to, but...
Okay, go as early as possible.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what we're doing with her.
Well, aren't we
okay.
going to Louis, you said?
I'm not sure if we're going to steak or lobster.
Oh,
or
yeah, let's do lobster and Louis, and then...
Yeah.
I think you... So that's what we'll do, you said. I think you can even get the turf there with the steak. But,
Maybe.
I think.
All right, we'll see.
I'm excited then.
She wants to go to the boardwalk too.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Wait.
I mean, this is what she said. I don't know if she.
Oh, she's so bailing.
Listen, I can't talk now, but it's weather dependent. I'm rushing. I have to eat and get ready. I'll talk
so
to you
is
later.
Joe going to be able to bag, or am I having.
I don't know. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Love you.
Bye. Don Jr. on the Nelk podcast. What the fuck? Thank you.
Stanford University.
Is this on?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. Everybody has survived the midterm, including the TAs so far, who recently have been let out of their entombment with thousands of pages of exam pages. So those are rolling along, and everybody is still awake, so that's good. Okay, so we have now officially entered the second half of the course. And organizational things, readings, will now be read, hopefully. Okay, so that's not useful. Books. Now is a good time to actually go and start reading those books. And again, if you are not up to all of both of them, some recommended chapters have come along. And pay attention to those. And again, a subset of you, you may not know it yet, but about 25% of you will have your life transformed by that chaos book, whereas 25% will resent the purchase price and by forcing you to do this. Also, another major transition here, which is, as far as I can tell so far, I have run out of steam turning the extended notes into actual expository writing, so they're just going to take the form of really poorly organized outlines, and so that happens. Okay. What else? What we now transition to is going to be our strategy for the rest of our course, which is to look at various subjects and coming down the pike after the lectures today and Friday on sexual behavior will be aggression, competition, cooperation, empathy, potentially language use, schizophrenia. Somewhere in there, there's going to be a week or so on that chaos stuff. But for all of these subjects, we are now going to follow the general strategy. We will start off looking at what the behavior is. And what we're going to try to do there, in addition to looking at it in lots of different species, is to be as objective as any good old ethologist in considering the fixed action patterns of a particular behavior. That established with the promise that in lots of cases, what we think comprise some of these behaviors turn out not to be the case. That established, what we will start is our inexorable march to the left, the timeline that constitutes everything we learn now, stepping back and saying, okay, 1 millisecond before that behavior occurred, what was going on in the brain? What parts of the brain? What neurotransmitters? All of that. Stepping back before that, a second before, a minute before, whatever, what was it in the environment that triggered the brain to produce that behavior? What was the acute releasing stimulus? Stepping back, what do hormone levels that hour, that day, some such time span of that, what acute hormonal exposure had to do with sensitizing you to the environmental stimulus, which released the nervous system into generating behavior, marching all the way back, throwing in culture someplace or other,
Haley and his comments.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your bad bags up. Join me, hot night. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes 1. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock.
Sorry, the person you were trying.
Where?
Hello?
Where?
Hello?
Where?
Who's Paula?
Yeah. It's Hal.
Who?
Hal Barrett.
Alex?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Hi, baby.
How are you, dear?
You sound well.
Well, I'm going in the shower now, honey. I want to take a quick shower. I'm not
May I join you, dear? Oh, I love you.
All right. Listen, I know I called to said to you, I call you back, but you don't give me a number to call you.
You sound entirely better. It's so weird hearing your voice functioning.
What, dear?
The hearing aid works.
No, I don't have it in me now.
Really? Wow.
You know, the reception makes a difference.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wowie. Wow. Oh,
right.
Wow. Ow. Yeah. Ow. Ow. Wow. Whoa. Yow. Ouch. Ouch.
Cuckoo. You sound terrible when you do that, honey.
Sorry.
Please don't do that.
Oh.
What's
up? What?
How is your brother?
My brother? Oh, he yelled at me. Boy, believe you. Because his friends, they got mad at him and they laughed at him. So then he gave me a beat and I said, did they leave? He says, why would they leave? And then they were laughing the whole time.
Why did he give you a beating?
Bad boy.
He's oh, bad. At home
now. Over the phone.
What did he say?
He said, I gotta find me a job. It's gonna be a sad story. Yeah,
don't
you
talk
may.
Like that. You sound stupid.
Yeah.
Talk normal.
All right. I'm sorry.
You see the fish he caught?
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. I love it.
Anyway, somebody's having a good time, thank God. Anyway, take care, Alex. I have to go in the shower, honey. I want to get dressed. Somebody could ring the bell. So I'll have to be in, okay, honey?
Huh.
You're going to give me your correct number?
Huh?
I don't understand your number. Hmm. You want to give it to me right now?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, then I can't call you.
Oh.
All right, I can't call you.
Hmm.
Okay, Alex, darling, take it easy.
Hmm.
Love you.
Ah.
I love you.
Wow, what? Oh, I know something you don't know that I'm happy.
Don't talk like the fool. I don't like when you change your voice. You sound foolish.
It's your birthday, and I want a big booty hoe. Oh, yeah. Woo! And I got...
Shh. Don't make noise, Alex.
No.
Please. Alex, I gotta go in. I'm just ready to get a shower. Please.
May I join you, my love?
Okay?
May I join you in the shower? In the shower, love.
I'll join you. All right. Call me later, okay?
Why?
Oh, I'll call you. I have no wrong number for you.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
you want to give it to me?
No.
No?
No.
Then I can't call you.
That's a negative on that one.
Call me later,
Charlie
all
was.
Right?
Baby?
Okay. Love you.
Oh.
I love you, darling.
Oh.
Oh.
Why does she sound like a shady Midwesterner moving into a fucking corral that she's going to run tricks on the posse? Poo-tang and the wang-bang. Shooting shots and the fucking whiskey and the raspy wazzy blowhole. Oh my, yeah. She's not gonna pick up.
Hey, love. May I join you? Wait.
I can't. I'm going up. Somebody will be ringing the bell.
What?
Please.
During the COVID lockdown,
Rack City bitch, ten 20s on your titties, bitch. 100 D VIP, no guest list. TT raw, you don't know who you fucking with. Got my other bitch fucking with my other bitch. Fucking all night, nigga, we ain't sell a bitch. Next time I'm too dope, I ain't selling it. So I'm fresher than a motherfucking peppermint. Go let him ass last, can't kill a shit. Young money, yeah, we getting rich. Get your grandma on my dick. Girl, you know what it is. Rack City bitch, 10, 20s and the 50s, bitch. Rack City bitch, 10, 20s and the 50s, bitch. I'm a motherfucking star. Look at the paint on the car. Too much rim, make the ride too hard. Tell that bitch, hop out, walk the boulevard. I need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like Alonzo. Rondo. Green got cheese like a nacho. If you ain't got no ass, bitch, wear a poncho. Head honcho, got my seat back. Big staring at me, don't get back. Got my your shirt off. Club two pack. It's two turn going up like gas. Goddamn, pull out my rags.
I was fired from Apple. It's a patent. I wasn't being a good parent. Like patent, gonna send you a whole wall. Yay, I'm so appalled. Falling, spalling, I might take y'all an appetite up. Like it's an alphabet drug. Appalachian hub. Hype, hub. Appellate, it's up. Up in the air, no head, look my happy. Got a dazzy, girl off the trappy. Guy phone, das, an app date. Prego, till she squirm, 8, das. Apparatus, irate, Ritz and racks, get a rand roll. Ram frawl, from fra. It, come made with my own juice. Apparel, and bitch shit.
Rack city, bitch, rack city, bitch.